The use of drones is transforming warfare and its consequences. A new report this morning suggests that U.S. drone strikes cause greater civilian casualties than has been acknowledged by U.S. officials at the Pentagon and the CIA. Both use drone aircraft to strike at targets in Pakistan and Afghanistan, as well as other conflict zones around the world. This new report, prepared under the auspices of Stanford University and NYU, also claims that among the civilians injured are humanitarian workers, often caught in coordinated drone attacks. Joining us now is Clive Stafford Smith, founder and director of Reprieve, an independently funded human rights organization based in London. Welcome to the program, Mr. Smith.
Thank you.
So, first of all, what did you look at, and what surprised you about the conclusions here?
Well, I should stress that this was done independently by Stanford and NYU. And what they did was they interviewed 130 witnesses. They went to the relevant places. I mean, I saw them at work there in Peshawar when I was out in Peshawar earlier on this year. So they very much got on the ground, and they've done several things. One is, as you say, dispute the claims by the CIA that no civilians are getting killed. I'm afraid those claims are just sheer nonsense. But actually, in a much bigger way, what they highlight is how this drone warfare is traumatizing the entirety of Waziristan. And, you know, one can squabble over who is an extremist and who isn't, but what we can all agree on is that of the 800,000 people in Waziristan, the vast majority are not extremists. And these folk have these drones flying round and round over their heads 24 hours a day. And it's causing serious psychological trauma to large numbers of these people, including huge numbers of children.
And what is the specific evidence of this large-scale psychological trauma that you talk about?
Well, you've got a number of witnesses who discuss it. You have a number of doctors who are treating them psychiatrically. You also have, in my experience, an exponential increase in the use of psychiatric medication for anxiety and for depression among the people who undergo this. And in a way, look, let's face it, we're talking common sense. My mother was here in London in 1944 when there were various drones fired overhead at London. And she's 85 today, and she still remembers very vividly at the effect of these things coming down. And that's the same sort of thing that's going on in Pakistan today.
As a human rights organization, how does this stand out from the obvious psychological trauma that must go on inside Afghanistan, which has been at war for various reasons for much of the last 30 years? How does this distinguish Waziristan from an area that has been in a conflict zone? And that's not to excuse the CIA, but you know what I'm saying here?
Oh, I do. And let's face it, there's a lot of traumatized people around the world. The question is whether we should be doing it. I speak as an American when I say that we're not at war with Pakistan. And you can't just go bombing an ally without consent, without any agreement from the Pakistanis. And so this is a real problem. It's patently illegal. Certainly, that's me speaking as a lawyer. But on the other hand, you also have to think about whether it isn't very contrary to our American best interests, because look, the latest polls in Pakistan show 97% of Pakistanis are opposed to what we're doing in that area. And what we're doing is traumatizing a generation of people who become the enemies of America.
There is a particular twist to this report in that humanitarian aid workers seem to be at risk because of the nature of these attacks. Explain that, if you could.
Well, actually, this is something that's been conceded by the U.S. forces doing this, which is that we're doing essentially what is Good Samaritan strikes, that if someone is killed with a drone missile, there is a presumption that people who come to their aid must be their allies and confederates, so therefore we send another missile and kill them. Now, that's very perverse, the idea that we're going to strike people who are Good Samaritans coming to the aid of people who are injured, whoever those people may be. I think that's wrong.
Any response from the U.S. government before we go?
Right now, no one's accepting that they're even firing these missiles. Now, you know, I hope we'll get a response, but I plan to go to Waziristan myself in 2 weeks, and I sincerely hope that I, as an American, won't be the next casualty.
Clive Stafford Smith, founder and director of Reprieve, looking at a new report from Stanford University and NYU criticizing the civilian impacts of drone strikes inside Waziristan. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.